Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is today, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted that each and every one of you is on the line on tonight, ready to pray unto God and thank God for his favor, grace, and mercy. We have been very busy today about the Lord's business as well as about the business of what God wants us to do. And for that, we say thank you. I want to welcome all of the newcomers. I want to bless you, and I want you to know that if you would like, go ahead and invite someone else to the AfridaLove.com ministry so that we can praise the Lord together. Amen? Amen. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and read our favorite, Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." Have mercy, Jesus. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders. His love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens. His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters. His love endures forever. Who made the great lights. His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day. His love endures forever. The morning stars to govern the night. His love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. This is the point in our particular program where we just magnify who God is, and we praise God, and we pray unto God, and we just bless God. So I want you to get into your prayer position, and I want you to just think about the goodness of God as I get this music together. Think about the goodness of God. Think about the favor of God. Think about what God has brought you through and what he's taken you to. God is doing some wonderful things in our lives, and we never take anything for granted. We have many individuals who are on the line tonight, and as I said before, we have some new individuals. Continue to invite your family and your friends, and if you hear some music, it's okay, but continue to invite. We're going to pray unto God because we know that we serve a great God. We know that we serve a God who is powerful, and we're going to just let the music play. But we come unto God on tonight because God has been good to us. And this is not something that we just came up with where we pray unto God because God has done great things. We pray unto God even when the storms are dark. We pray unto God when the sun is shining. And so we come unto God, and the happiness that is generated, and I can only speak for myself, but the happiness that is generated is not anything that deals with life as far as the world. I'm happy because I'm with God. I'm happy because God has his hands on my life. I'm happy because God is all in my business. Amen. So when I play this music, when you see this happiness and this smile on my face, I'm smiling because I know who God is. Amen. And it's not, I don't get happy because of circumstances in life, because I know that God's going to always take care. I'm happy because I know who God is. And I didn't just start walking with God. Amen. I've been walking with God ever since I was probably 7 years old. And so what I want you to understand is that when we go to God, we're going to God thanking God. We're going to God blessing God. on tonight. We've been away from the air here for about a month, maybe, if that, just because of technological issues. But we're going to pray unto God, and whatever music comes on, as long as it's gospel, amen, praise the Lord, we're going to continue to pray. And we're going to continue to thank God. And whenever the unction of the Spirit says, okay, then we're going to stop. And God's going to give us an encouraging word to keep on keeping on. One of the things I want to tell you before we, while you get into your prayer position, is that continue to listen to God. Sometimes we get a little distorted and things get cloudy when we begin to listen to people. And it's not to say don't listen to people. That's not what I'm saying. But anything negative, don't listen to it, because it's not of God. That's how you know. We talk about the prophecy. How do you know if it's a real prophet? Well, if it's not based on the word of God and if it's not affirmation, then that's not real, because God's going to always tell you. Amen. So we're going to pray unto God. I want everybody to just relax. I know that some of you have had a hard day. And things are going on. The storms are raging. Some of you, the sun is shining. But everybody just relax and get into the presence of God, because God is powerful. So we're going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you on tonight thanking you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning just on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength where we could make it through this very day. We ask that you bless those who are in the hospital, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in. We ask for recoveries. We ask for breakthroughs. And we ask that you continue to keep the faith alive. And as we pray for those who are going through the storms of life, whether it was a prescribed storm or a storm that came, we ask, Lord, would you be the sun that shines within that situation? And we ask with your power be manifested all throughout whatever it is, whether they're dealing with just pain, whether they're dealing with bereavement, whatever they're dealing with, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you make your power obvious and mighty in that situation? Then, Lord, we ask that you bless our youth all over this land and country. We've been reading about things happening, and we've been missing teens, and we've just been hearing a lot of things, and we just ask that you bless each and every youth in this country, Lord, and outside of this country. And we ask, would you bless the spirit of hard-headedness, the spirit of I want to do my own thing to leave and vanish, and would you bring in obedience and discipline so that we can preserve lives. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are in bereavement, those who have lost something or someone. And we ask that you continue to shine your light in this dark and dismal world. Dear Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, that you continue to bless us to be a light within this world, to be a beacon within this world. And would you help us to make sacrifices for you. We thank you, Lord, for what you said you was going to do, and we thank you for the things you've already done. We thank you for the victories. And, Lord, we thank you for the storms that we've endured, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the sunshine, and we thank you for everything that you have done within our lives. We ask that you continue to keep us and bless us, Lord, to be prosperous in this land. Prosperity is defined as understanding who you are, walking in your will, working in your way. We ask that we continue to be encouraging to others, not stumbling blocks. We ask that we continue to be of service to others. We ask that let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. There are some people who have come, Lord, and they've had a rough day. And we ask that you smooth it out and help them to make it and have a great day in a couple of hours. Lord, we pray unto you. We give you everything that we have. And we ask that you utilize it in the way that it should, Lord. We ask that we continue to be of service. We continue to be who you would have us to be. Lord, we ask that you bless each person on this line who remained awake. Bless them to continue to remain awake and continue to do your holy will, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless us to walk in the will and in your way, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you've done. And we ask that you just continue to be God in our lives, the Alpha and the Omega. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And as we listen to this music that is very relaxing, what we want to do is focus on the grace and mercy of Jesus. And when we talk about the grace and mercy, we're talking about the favor that God has shown. We're talking about the blessings that God has shown. We're talking about the increase that God has given and he's going to give. And so in all of this, we must be who God would have us to be. God says that we are his sheep. He says, I am your shepherd, you shall not want. So whatever it is that you want from God, all you have to do is ask. And if it's in the will of God, God shall supply it. And we want to bless God, and we want to thank God for his sovereignty. We want to thank God for his power. We want to thank God for who he is, and we want to thank God for just being God all by himself. And as we reflect on what God has done and the things he's going to do, we want to continue to tell God, thank you. Amen. Amen. What I need for you to do right now is just begin to thank God, because God is going to do something spectacular tomorrow. And the reason why I say tomorrow in a few hours, the reason why I say that is because God wants you to understand that your praying is not in vain. Your working is not in vain. The things that you're doing is not in vain. So expect something good tomorrow, God's will, if you're on the line right now. Continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actresses, promoters, please Facebook at freetolove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love for you to be on the ministry. In addition to that, pray for all of your family members. When you do, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. In addition to that, make sure you check out AfridaLove.com. Yep, AfridaLove.com. Check that out. In addition to that, understand that we're going to have some workshops. And if you need speakers, email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Be sure to do that. And be sure to continue to trust in God. Be sure to listen to God, the voice of God. And be sure to know that God loves you and he is going to take care of you. Amen? Amen. And so you have to have an ear for God. You have to listen to God, and you can't listen to negativity, you know, because, as I said before, none of us know the day nor the hour, and we don't know anyone's destiny, you know. And so whatever God has for us, we're going to receive it, amen? And we're going to think positive. God says great things are going to happen. And you go through things because God says he wants you to become stronger. And some tests we don't like to take, but we have to. Because God says that I have to prepare you for what I've called you to do, which is to go out and serve the people, amen? So count it all joy. Count it all joy. I want to appreciate each and every one of you for listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com. On tomorrow, God's will, we're going to look at a spiritual guide on the go. A spiritual guide on the go. That's one of my books that I wrote. If you want to check it out, you can go to Amazon or you can go to Bookworld. Matter of fact, go to Bookworld.com. And you can get the book in PDF or you can purchase the book. But we're going to have a book study. We had one before. But there's a new twist to it. And so we're going to have a little book study on Thursday. So come back and we're going to talk about that particular book. We want to bless God and thank God for all the great things and opportunities he has given us. And we want to continue to let our light shine. And we're going to continue every day to go to God with the empty cup and say, Lord, fill my cup. Amen. Amen. And when God fills your cup and it overflows, then help somebody else. Is that right? Amen. I want to appreciate each and every one of you for listening to the AfridaLove.com show. So please be sure to let your family and friends know that AfridaLove.com is back on air. So all of our shows are archived, so you can listen to the show at any time and also and anywhere. And also make sure that sometimes when we're on, that if you have questions or things like that, I will leave the number as well. Connect with me. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. Email emonya_love@yahoo.com. Be sure to connect. God is doing some great things. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, in a few hours, God will take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love. And guess what? We don't have any music to follow out, but clues our ministry. And so I will see you in a few hours. Thank you so much and take care.